Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We are here right now trying to think of a topic to talk about. This will be our first official podcast together. I'm here with Josue. Let's see where this takes us, because this is one crazy motherfucker. So, Josue, think of a topic.
We're going to talk about ADHD.
No, and talk about, like, whatever. Like, let's just have a normal conversation we were having not too long ago. Okay? Any. Like, we could talk about relationships that...
Okay, first of all, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Relationships.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk about dating.
Yeah.
First of all, dating. How dating works. Mm-hmm. Because dating... actually doesn't mean you're dating just one person.
Okay, you're right. Dating. Let's clear that up, because you know what? I agree. Dating to me has always been, I'm talking to you, I'm interested in you, but I also have somebody else on the side who I'm interested in too. And I think it's healthy. Because you get to know what you want, what you don't want, and you are being honest. And people should accept that. You know?
I've always said you can date how many people you want.
As long as the other person knows.
Yes, yeah, you're just looking for which one of them is the one.
But you have to let the other person know.
Not all the time, because not everybody's going to think the way you do.
Pero, and okay, so then you fucking with the wrong one.
No.
See, here is how I started with dating.
That's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's right there. Once you get to know them, you're going to know who's going to trip and who's not. You can tell one of them, and one of them is going to be okay with it. Okay, it's cool. The other one, you know she's going to trip. But then there's possibility that there's other, a lot of more things that you like from her. And there's probably a possibility that the other one may understand, but there's a lot of things that you don't like from her. You
know? And now, I think that I've already put it to play where I'm just, listen, I come out of a bad relationship. I'm dating right now. I'm not saying that I'm denying anything to become serious, but what I'm saying is that I'm not rushing. Mm-hmm. And I've done that before. And I was honest with this guy, and he actually was the one who, you know, fucked me over, because he wasn't ready, but yet he was dating. He told me like this, I want to be just for you, I want you to just be, I told him, are you sure? Because, listen, I'm not telling you, like, this is it, like, we're in a relationship, you know, mm-hmm. Like, you tell me who you, you know, like, you hang out, I see you with other girls, you know, but if we were meant to be, we're just going to be more attracted to each other than anybody else. That's how I see it. But he told me no. He told me, nah, I'm okay. I want to be esto. So it's all right. So here's where everything gets fucked up. I was being honest with him. And he said he wanted to, nah, I don't want to even date. I want to be just for you. ¿Y qué pasó? He started like messing around with another chick. So now you're being selfish. You see, you got to tell the other person you're dating so they can see what their options too. Whether they don't like to hear the truth, then you know what? Then you're showing them how to be mature. Because at the end of the day, next time anybody comes and asks me, no, I'm dating. Because right now, I think I've gotten done with men. Like, men have done me so wrong, even when I was doing them right, that I don't feel like I want to be exclusive anymore to one person, even dating-wise. Fuck that. It's always been biting me in the butt, you know? And I don't know why I said butt when I've been cursing up a storm. It's been biting me in the ass. And yeah, I think that it's important just to be honest about dating so the other person can, you know, have their options too. And if they don't like it, like I said, then you're showing them either how to grow up or that's not for you. Because if they don't have the mentality, then it's better for you to know, like, right then and there. Hey, listen, I think dating is this and this, but I like you and everything, but I'm dating. But I'm definitely interested in you. And I want to tell you this because I want you to also date and find out what you like. And if I'm really the person who you like, then, you know, we could go from there. That's, because I went through that experience.
That's how it should be. Because, you know, first of all, today's generation, especially today's generation.
Give him a second, guys. He's still getting used to it.
I don't respect a lot of this new generation, but what I do respect is that they were way more honest now. Like, from the jump, let it be known which is that you're looking for.
Exactly.
And trust me, you're gonna, if they're looking for the same thing, they say, yeah, cool. It don't matter if you're just trying to fuck. Let them know, hey, look, I like
that too.
I'm just trying to fuck.
Listen, I have no problem, like, letting me know, hey, I just want to fudge and,
you know.
Fuck it. You put that nigga, you put him on the fuck buddy list.
But you can't stay over there.
Because think about it. Even that is healthy, to have one person that you're not even exclusive with. When you're single, to be exclusive with sexually and have to be also jumping around every time either. That's why it's an F buddy, fuck buddy. Because, you know, I think it's adult decisions.
Hey, look, girl, maturity. I'm going to give you the dick, but it can't have you catching feelings.
Yeah, and be honest about it. And the person, if that person is catching feelings, if you're that person who's catching feelings, then I believe
then you're
just
looking for the wrong thing, man.
Accept and grow and make those hard decisions to know that, hey, let me fall back because you know what? I'm catching feelings. I have to do it my damn self.
If your person is to catch feelings, then you're not going after the right thing.
That's
facts. If you're the person that's catching feelings, you probably are trying to forget the fact that you want to be in love, but ain't nothing working out, so you just want to try to fuck around. But deep down inside, you know you want love. So, you know, with any person you sleep with, you can sleep with a prostitute, and if she was nice to you the whole night, or sexy, you're going to like her, catch feelings. I ain't going to lie. A lot of men out there do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're that type of person that's there, then that's not the right thing. You should probably just go look for what you want away until it comes.
In other words, be honest to yourself and then speak it out loud. Because that's what you got to tell the other person, how you feel. Hey, listen, I see you like this and I see you like that. Because I had to be honest with fucking people. I know it's hard. And people had to be honest with me.
Whoa, hey.
So, just be honest with yourself.
Did you just say
it out loud?
No.
And and then everything should just fall into place, because whether the person stays or goes, it was meant to be. It needs to be.
It needs to happen.
What are you gonna do? Catch feelings for a person who doesn't want you, and the other person's lying to you because you know it's like, no. Come on.
What you gonna do?
Be honest. Be honest. And that's all.
You don't want this shit.
Yeah. So dating, guys, our take about dating. My take is be honest to the person. Tell them that you're dating. Tell them that you're talking to other people, because you want the mature mentality anyways. If you are trying to look for that, you know, it gives the other person respect for you. Even if they don't like the truth, they have that respect for you because you respected them enough to say, hey, I'm dating and I want you to, you know. I'm not trying to be selfish either. You could go ahead and date. I like you. I'm interested in you. But, you know. And Josue, what's your intake? Is it the same thing? Or you change up? Or what's up?
You know, just be honest from the start. Now, you know what? Yeah. I can agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just jump from the... basically
because it's logical.
Well, yes,
people gotta stop being selfish. And sometimes I can be a hypocrite too, because I know it's hard to let go of one person because you're afraid, oh my god, if I tell this person the truth, I'm gonna lose them. Well, if you feel that way, it's because you want to be with that one. Oh, but I don't want to lose this one over here, fuck, okay, then you know what? I need to maybe be by myself. Or let him know, because at the end of the day, man, it's not fair for nobody. And like I said, it's hard. Temptation is a bitch. And I've been there, done that when I was younger and a little older. And even sometimes now. But it doesn't matter. Every day is a new day to change for the better. And like, you know, it's like my mom told me, all you have is your word. You know? And you hear it a lot everywhere else from old ass movies, from old ass people. You know, my word is my bond. Why? Because they got the code. They got the real gangster code, which is mean what you say and say what you mean. So, that'll be for tonight's topic of dating. Thank you for tuning in. You're going to catch more of this.
More of this live, bitch.
Mm-hmm. If you guys only can see him, I'm just letting you know. But all right, guys, spread the love, look out for one another,
love each other,
and be honest,
be cool
to yourself, and then speak it out loud.
And be calm, man. That all that depression shit, man. Out of here with that shit. Everybody's depressed nowadays. Is that a fact?
Everybody's going through shit. Oh my god, that'll be the next topic. That'll be the next topic, as a matter of fact.
Now.
You know what? We're going to cut this one, so this one could be just about dating. And as a matter of fact, we're going to go on and do the depression. Okay. So, all right, guys. Hope you liked our first podcast.
Yes.
Podcast. And hope you tune in for more.
Hope you guys have a good night. And if you're going to sleep around this time, just, you know, just make sure. You know, you go to sleep with a positive mindset.
That's right. That is right. Because you have to, so you could get up in the morning the same way. And even if you get up in the morning and something happens, you stub your toe or something, man, you know what? Just suck it up. Mm-hmm. And say, but you know what? It's going to be a good day, man. Because there's always a solution to problems. That's going to be for our next topic anyways. Got to go. We got to go. Peace.